Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
101 years ago this week, the federal government authorized the Strawberry Valley Project, designed to divert water from the Upper Strawberry River into Spanish Fork Canyon through a tunnel underneath the Wasatch Divide. The project was meant to benefit the farms of southern Utah County. The extra water from this project would be a big win for white farmers, but the plan promised to be a major defeat for the Ute Indians of the Uinta Basin. They stood to lose not just the use of water that flowed across the western edge of the reservation, but also a lot of their best land. Since 1865, when the treaty was signed that required all Utes to give up their traditional tribal lands and move to a new reservation in the Uinta Basin, white ranchers and farmers consistently broke the pact by grazing their livestock on reservation land and building illegal canals to siphon off Ute water for their own farms. They argued that the Utes were not using the land and water, so why couldn't they? Within a matter of years, state and federal lawmakers had successfully shifted the Utes' water and land rights to the white settlers. Around 1900, another plan to grab more Ute resources was hatched, this time by a state senator from Spanish Fork named Henry Gardner. Gardner was passing through the Strawberry Valley when he came up with the idea to build a reservoir there and funnel its water across the Wasatch Mountains to Utah County. By 1906, the Federal Bureau of Reclamation was digging a tunnel through the mountains. 2 years later, construction began on the dam that eventually created Strawberry Reservoir. The negative impact of the Strawberry Valley Project on the Utes of the Uinta Basin was great. Not only were they never consulted about the land and water grab, but their title to the land was permanently extinguished and given to non-Indians. Not surprisingly, the project also opened up the Uinta Reservation to further incursions from white settlers and mining companies in the years that followed.
For KCPW's BeHype Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.